I've been gifted so much love, and then taken through the depths of my own suffering and the suffering of the world.
Welcome to the Ecstatic Woman Podcast. Together, along with some amazing guests, we'll explore and tap into our inner wisdom and have meaningful conversations about developing our ability to self-discover, create, and be present in the world, while also uncovering new ways to think, feel, and cultivate our sense of empowerment so we can live our lives ecstatically. Now let's welcome our host, Alara Sage.
Hello, hello, and welcome to another episode of the Ecstatic Woman Podcast. This is where we inspire and activate women and their radiance and their aliveness. And I'm your host, Alara Sage. I'm the Ecstatic Life Mentor, and I really help women to unlock, to activate their unique brilliance, to increase their magnetism and their power, and to embody themselves in this reality as a human. This is a solo episode where I like to bring my experiences through for you to connect to. And, you know, oftentimes I am drawn to pick stories and experiences that are relatable. But today I feel drawn to share something that perhaps is not as relatable, though I'm sure some people will relate to it. But still to share it and offer some wisdom through the experience that I had. So this episode is about my communion with God. I was raised Catholic. I went to Sunday school, and in all just pure transparency and honesty, it never resonated with me. Just what I was hearing and what was being taught to me never resonated. I never felt drawn to it. I just didn't feel it to be truth in my body. Now, I'll preface all of this with the understanding that I have nothing against religion, and I'm not saying it's right or wrong, good or bad. I am just sharing my experience and what I feel in my body. Later in life, in my, you know, teens and early 20s, I would have called myself agnostic. I just didn't really believe in anything. And then as I started to enter into my later 20s and into my 30s, I started to connect to a sense that there was a bigger picture. But I never thought of it as God. It just, for me, felt like the universe. And I absolutely could connect to the fact that there was an intelligence there and that there was magic, right? But I didn't think of this God-like persona. So then, you know, I started to have my spiritual awakening and went very heavy into spirituality. And I really resonated with the understanding of source and love and consciousness. And then even at one point, I started to bring the word God in more to de-trigger it for myself. I had, you know, felt this energetic vibration as a signature that goes along with a lot of words. And so whether that's what the word is really trying to describe and define or not, it carries this energy with it. And this is just something that happens through humans using it, misinterpreting it, all the different ways that we use language, right? And so God was one of those words to me. It carried a heavy charge. And I just wanted to like neutralize that. So I started to like bring it into my awareness and connect the word God with source, with love, with consciousness. And I really neutralized the energy behind it. And that being said, I still didn't see God as, you know, how I would perceive religion to see it. I saw it as consciousness. And that was, you know, many years before this whole experience happened for me. And as I happens to me, I have a lot of like a spontaneous experiences, and they're very, very profound. And in the moment, I really understand what's going on to the best of my ability. And afterwards, I'm really shown how they unraveled parts of myself. So spontaneously, one day, God came to me. And it absolutely wasn't a, you know, a being, or it wasn't visual at all. It was a presence. I was in meditation, and all of a sudden, this energy, this presence came in and came into my body and just brought so much love. I immediately started bawling with love. And I felt so held and accepted and undeniably, unconditionally loved. And in that moment, I just let go. And I cried and I cried and I let my shoulders kind of quake with sobs. And I let the tears fall, and I just surrendered into this being held, like I was wrapped in these arms, but that the energy of those arms went through my entire body. It inhabited every single cell and every single atom. And I felt like I could just let go of everything. And I just remember releasing and sobbing and sobbing, and all of these different energies, memories and traumas and things coming through very, very quickly, coming and being released out of my body. And in all of them, I felt so accepted and loved. And there was a communication happening in this space. And it was like nothing I'd ever experienced. I've connected to a lot of angels, connected to a lot of beings, connected to archangels, very big energetic presences. This was completely different. This was completely different. And it truly was a communion with God. And it wasn't just that moment. I was held in this vibration for several months, and it was the first time in my life that I felt that I didn't need anything. I didn't want anything. I didn't want anything. I could have just simply sat in that space forever. And it was as if that was known, obviously. Even as I say that, it's like, well, of course it was known by consciousness itself. And therefore, I was moved in and out of these containers, out of these deep spaces. Like, okay, go eat, you know, go take care of your human. Right now I get really, really emotional, because the truth of it was is I didn't really want to. I didn't really want to take care of my human at that point. I just wanted to sit in this love. But I did take care of my human. There was no part of neglect whatsoever. Because it simultaneously, while I didn't want to, it also felt deeply honoring of God to take care of me. So I did. There was this incredible peace. I was just in a pure state of peace. And I created some content while I was in this space, and it was very challenging to speak. You know, when we're in these deep, dissolved spaces, it can be very challenging to speak. But I felt very called to bring forth this vibration because it was such a powerful resonance in my body. So I would get on to these platforms and I would stare into the camera. Just kind of wait for my mouth to move. And it would. And I was with my partner that I'm with now, Danny, at the time. And all of my sexual energy was just gone. It was all gone. There was just this pure saturation of love and acceptance. And stillness, absolute stillness. And that was really the teaching that I got from it. I would just be sitting there immersed in this vibration. Usually just crying with love, just such an opened heart cry of gratitude. And I remember thinking, I see you, I feel you, I see you, I feel you. I am you. I am you, I am you, I see you, I feel you. You know, it's like when you're submerged in water, it's hard to know where you stop and where you begin, right? That's how I felt. I felt just this absolute oneness and stillness. And that stillness was where the action didn't want to arise. No action wanted to be taken. Nothing wanted to be created. And I was shown how the breath helps us to connect to this. The breath helps us to connect to God within us. It's this paradox. Because consciousness is paradox. And when you understand that, you can continuously see God through paradox. It's very beautiful. And I was shown this paradox with the breath, how stillness exists within the movement of the breath. And I would just sit there and feel my breath, very relaxed breath. I would just feel it move in and out of my body, and I would feel the stillness, the beingness, the isness that the breath moved because of. It was because of the stillness that the breath had movement. I didn't know what was going to happen. I didn't know if I would desire anything again. I was so fulfilled. I didn't know if I would ever create. I didn't know if I was going to show back up for my partner. you know, I was trying to express to him what was happening, and he was trying to understand. And at one point, I remember telling him, I just don't even know if I can partake in partnership right now. I feel completely and utterly whole and complete and satiated in this aloneness with God. I don't know if I desire my business. I don't know if anything wants to happen. And, you know, there was no judgment from him, and there was no judgment of myself. I mean, there was just no room for judgment. It was pure love. It was just, I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen. I would just keep moving in and out of these really deep states of communion. The whole thing was communion. Like I said, it lasted several months, probably 2.5, 3 months. But there was these really deep states of it where I would sit down and just get pulled into it and just be in these vibrations of light and love that was just almost felt like my body couldn't handle it. And I would just follow my breath and relax the body and just let my body feel the immensity of it. I remember sometimes my body would almost say, it's too much, it's too much. But as soon as I would start to even feel that, I would just, oh, it's okay, it's okay, it's okay, it's okay. And just make sure to soften even more. Make sure to relax even more. And my body would listen. And I never hit this point of too much, even though it was a tremendous amount of love. It's such a hard thing to describe. It definitely elicits the emotion of love that we humans understand intellectually. But the true vibration of love, which is one of the primary factors of consciousness. Consciousness is awareness, love, light, sat, chit, ananda. That pure love is not an emotion. It's this incredible vibration of light that is so, I mean, it's everything. It's acceptance. It's expansion. It is expansion. It's expanded. It's truth. It's oneness. It's just really hard to describe. It's like the most delicious feeling in the body ever. It's so beautiful right now in this moment as I'm sharing this with you. My body is remembering and it is lighting up in this vibration of love. I had felt this love before. I had experienced this love come in just consume me. So I had experienced this love before, but the communion was different. There was a oneness with it. There was a communion with God. I mean, a communion is a coming together, right? It's a union of there was one point during this experience where God was teaching me about singularity. Because God, consciousness, love, in this context, true love is everything. There is nothing that exists outside of love. Sin itself does not exist outside of love. Evil does not exist outside of love. Everything is awareness, love, light. All that exists in creation is awareness, love, light. And I was being shown this, and I was being taught it at a very cellular and experiential level. And there was one point where I was being held in this love, and all of a sudden, God brought in this immense hatred into my body. I could feel it like a train roaring through me. It was so intense. And I knew it wasn't my hatred. Not to say that I haven't experienced hatred, not to say I didn't have any then, but I knew that in that moment it wasn't mine. And I was just told to just surrender to it, allow it, because we tend to want to push those things away. We tend to want to contract against them. We don't feel safe. And so I was breathing into the body, and again, just willing my body to relax into it. Allowing myself to feel immense hatred. I don't know how long it lasted. Seemed like a very long time, but most likely it wasn't. And then all of a sudden, there was this seed of light in my mind's eye. And it just grew, and it kind of exploded. And in the minute that it exploded, I felt this immense love. And I realized that they were the exact same. They were the exact same vibration. I don't know if you can understand that. And I don't know how much more I can explain of it. It was extremely experiential. But polarity, duality, is all the expression of oneness. Love and hate in the emotions of humanity are the same coin. Pain and pleasure is the same coin, just opposite sides. Opposite sides of the same spectrum. And when they collide, God is revealed. When they meet, God is revealed. God is revealed when hate meets love. God is revealed when pain meets pleasure. I'll never forget that moment. I'll never forget that sensation. I'll never forget that teaching. Already at that time, I had come into an understanding of the perfection of all, perfection of what is. I could see everything in perfection, and not in this perfectionism, but that it's perfect in the way that is showing up, because it is love expressing itself to us through the many different fractals that is consciousness. And when we're able to see that, we see it as love, and therefore we experience it as love. And I don't know how much of this you understand, and I bring it forth for you to feel in your body. You understand it as a being of love. If you just surrender the mind, you will resonate with these words if you're not already. And if you have to come back and listen to this again, then do so. These things are not conceptual. They are so much more than our human mind can comprehend and explain. I just do my best here to explain. And do my best to describe the words from my heart in hopes that you can feel them. Because we all have this capacity to commune in this way. We all have this capacity to remember. And it's when we remember that we allow that love through. We don't have to fear hate anymore. We don't have to fear pain anymore. We don't have to fear evil anymore. And that's really powerful. After that experience, much like my Kundalini awakening, there was an unraveling that occurred. And that's not always easy to go through. I feel so emotional right now, just connecting to the experience again, because I see how I've been gifted so much love, and then taken through the depths of my own suffering and the suffering of the world. I'm so grateful for all those times. I'm so grateful for my Kundalini awakening, you know, that shot ecstasy through my body so that I was able to move through 5 months of just chaos, emotional chaos, anchored in this experience that I'd had. And again, with this communion with God, I knew it wouldn't be forever. I knew very much in my being that it would go away. And it did. It wasn't like a radical pull away. There was like a moving out of my space and then an unraveling. But I didn't forget it. And I didn't forget the teachings that I was taught through that time period. You just can't when they're so experiential. They're just like embedded vibrationally into my body. I mean, it's very obvious to me as I speak to them now, and my body is so lit with emotion and sensation that they've never left me and they never will. And I don't know whether I'll ever commune with God again, but I do know that oneness is real. I do know that God, in the context of consciousness, of love, is real. And even though there's been an experience of pulling away, I tap in all the time. It's never really gone. It's never really away, right? Like, I hope that translates where my communion ended. However, my connection, my presence, my availability to love did not. And it has continued to unravel the programming, the bullshit, the arrogance, the ego, the false and limiting beliefs that I have carried, unraveling it to expose more of its purity within me. I hope this story translated well. I hope you felt me. I hope you felt my experience. I hope that this resonated truth in your being. As always, I invite you, my love. Send me an email, info@alarasage.com. Tell me what came up for you during this conversation. I would love to hear, or join the Facebook group, Ecstatic Woman Podcast, and share your experience there. I so love these moments. It feels very intimate with you. And I greatly appreciate you listening and being here and being you. You are so loved, so absolutely loved and cherished by me. Thank you, my love.
Thank you for being a part of the Ecstatic Woman Podcast. As you experience each new day, we want you to feel that you are capable of tapping into your inner wisdom and living your life ecstatically. If you want to be invited back to the next episode, just subscribe to our podcast. And if you need more information in the meantime, go to alarasage.com.